This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Redskins Cowboys on Thursday. A win gets Jay Gruden into the top five all-time for wins by a Redskins head coach. Kirk Cousins starting his 44th consecutive game. Only Joe Theismann has more straight starts by a quarterback in Redskins history. Cousins will enter the game third in the NFL in completion percentage, about 66% of his passes completed this year. Second in passing yards, one of the highest rated passers in the league. We're talking about the fact that the Redskins, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, who has been known to get a story or two out of their front office, don't yet know what they're going to do this offseason with Cousins. They want to wait and see if he can essentially will them to the playoffs. They're going to have to run the table, go 5-0 down the stretch, get to 10-6. 10-6 is just unrealistic with all their injuries and their schedule, but apparently that's what the front office wants to see if you buy the report. Ahmed is in Rockville. What's up, Ahmed? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, dude.
I have a hard time believing these so-called NFL insiders and these reports because they can't never put a name on it. And even if you listen to this guy's clip that you guys played, he didn't even say I have inside sources. He said from my understanding, which could possibly mean from my understanding from what was said 4 or 5 months ago or 6 months ago or a year ago. You know, I hear a lot of this on NFL Network and all these other shows where these insiders don't actually say anything. They'll have play a 15-minute clip, but I'm talking about a subject, and they actually don't quote anything or give you any facts. They're just giving opinions based off of other opinions or rumors. So I really have a hard time believing this because strategically, I heard what you said before you went to the break. It just doesn't benefit the Redskins to put a story out like this. It doesn't, negotiating-wise, it doesn't make any sense for them to do that.
I disagree with that. I think it does benefit them to put this story out because when
and
if they don't make the playoffs, which they're not going to, by the way, and when they lose another game, or if Cousins has any bad games the rest of the way, and 1 out of 5 bad games is a pretty good ratio in this league, so let's say he has one stinker, then they get to say, well, he didn't do what he had to do, so we're just not sure if we're going to pay him. And then a bunch of people are going to say, yeah, that's probably what they should do because they didn't make the playoffs, though. So I know why they did that. I actually think his point about from what I'm hearing or from what I can gather,
yes,
that's correct because, again, this is a reporter. Who is he speculating or is he reporting? That's the question. By the way, we're going to have Ian Rappaport on the show on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Good job by Dar to book that so that we can get more information. But he talked to someone. Way that he said this, it sounds like he had a conversation with someone about the stretch run. He's referencing the last several games. He's referencing this past game against the Saints. So my understanding is he talked to someone in the building that told him this.
This is what the industry has morphed into now. Guys like Adam Schefter that have everybody in their cell phone and a second cell phone, or Jason Lockenfora, Rappaport, Albert Breer, whoever else. This is the new normal where it's not made up, but somebody tells you this thing to get their word out.
This has always been how it goes.
But I think it's morphed into this more so than ever before because it used to be, here's a report. The Redskins are sticking to this. This is what the general manager says. This is what Bobby Bethard believes about this. I think it's more morphed into, here's what I'm hearing. There is the talk out there that it could be this.
I'll tell you why.
It's more what could be because, again, it's leveraging.
Well, it's also an ability to go with something that maybe in the past you wouldn't have.
Right.
In the past, you need to hammer this down or someone needs to give you permission. You can just throw out the diction, the word choice of I'm hearing or from what I can gather, and it's not going as hard as saying, here's your report. The Redskins are going to franchise tag Kirk Cousins because they haven't made that decision yet. But if Bruce Allen tells you, yeah, as of right now, it's franchise tag or it's nothing, we're not going to transition him, you can't come out and say Bruce Allen said so. But if someone told you that definitively, you would say a source tells me they're going to franchise him or it's nothing. They're making up their mind. When you put it this way, it's just someone saying, I think this is probably the way it'll end. But it's too early in the process to have that answer. Jim in Rockville, what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, too early in the process, I agree. You know, I mean, I think it's obvious you have to look at the last, you know, five games and see what happens. I mean, he could really, you know, really bomb out and stink. But I think what I've heard from people that I talk to, well, first of all, from a fan's perspective, and I think he's proved to me, I don't know what the number is because I'm not a businessman and I don't know the professional football team, but I think, you know, obviously if he does really well, I think a lot of people I talk to are saying, you know, can he make more of those? He's a pocket passer, but can he do those off-schedule plays like he did in the last game?
When you say the people you talk to, do you mean other fans? Who, what are you referring to?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. No, absolutely. Fans, just fans. Yeah. You know, we played high school football. We don't know much about the profession. You know, but,
I didn't know if you meant like you're talking to someone who works for the Redskins.
Yeah, it's
or,
like I have lunch every day in the same place as Bruce Allen.
Yeah,
that's
I talk
all we
to
want.
Danny. Yeah. He talks to me. I mean, we're not in a whole lot of a different boat than you're in.
The
you
people
know what
I
mean?
Talk to are my wife and son, and they have no insight
exactly.
either. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's what really I had to say. I mean, from my perspective, I think he should be paid, but I don't know, you know, what the number is. But he seems to be a pretty good quarterback. But you know, I mean, a good running game and a good and protection. You know, Case Keenum. I mean, look at that guy. I mean, he, you know,
yeah,
one-
he's gone from a Thanks, dud man. Who stunk last year with the Rams to being a stud who everyone's crowning right now. And there's such a rush to do this. That's always my frustration. Dak Prescott's a top 10 quarterback. Settle down, everybody. What might he look like if he didn't have Ezekiel Elliott and that offensive line and a defense that makes a lot of plays? All of a sudden, Sean Lee is not there and they're worse defensively. Ezekiel Elliott's not there. Now, are they actually going to be this bad over the course of a whole season with Dak Prescott? No, probably not. But he's averaging single-digit points, and the guy's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league the last 3 weeks. And everyone's been running around here trying to crown him the last two seasons. Settle down, everybody. And they're doing the same thing with Case Keenum now. Great defense, excellent running game, really good team. Slow your roll a little bit. What might it look like if more was on his plate? If you're living and dying with Dak Prescott making throws or Case Keenum making throws, does it look any different? D and Tysons, what's up?
Yeah, but come on. You don't need – it's not like how many are we going to get? I mean, my God.
Let's just keep franchising him indefinitely. Yeah. Let's set a record.
That's such a funny call. D, I want you to keep going, but that's a funny way to sum it up. Like, there was an epiphany I just had where he's like, it has been – he was drafted in 2012, and they still don't know. It's so true, D.
Just, like, wake up and look at your long-term girlfriend and just kind of shake your head. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I see it.
What was your question? You said, how many years do you need?
Six is the answer so far and counting.
Well, maybe seven, eight, nine. I mean, I think it permeates the entire organization as well. Because I believe free agents, I believe everybody around the league looks at this as a joke and says, come on, this guy has performed. I mean, how many teams would give their left you-know-what to have Kirk as the quarterback right now?
Handful, at a minimum. Either guys that didn't draft their own superstar in waiting or guys that are playing this carousel game. Yeah, a bunch of teams aren't competing this year because they don't have an adequate quarterback. Denver being on my litter in the clubhouse for that, but their other teams are limited based on that. You're 100% right about it.
Kirk is not the reason that we have lost games and have been in the position that we're in consistently, I don't believe. So lock him up, and then let's get on to other things on the team that need fixing.
I think that's what it is. Again,
you mean the actual problems that are keeping them from being a really good team.
And here's the thing. You may not have a couple of the magic stolen wins that the truly elite world-beating quarterbacks who are just so stupid good that they're going to the Hall of Fame because at the end of their careers they'll have accumulated some of the great, you know, numbers and accolades in the history of the sport. Yeah, you don't get a couple. You lose out on a miracle win or two per year because you don't have Aaron Rodgers. You can be mad at Cousins about that, I guess, that his parents aren't Aaron Rodgers' parents. I guess that's a source of frustration for some. But if you go into each week going, they're going to lose because of him, you're either Sean Fahey or a Robert Griffin apologist, or I guess both. I guess. To me, this is not a problem. Is it as much of a strength as other teams have? No, of course not. But if you're telling me the biggest issue right now with the Redskins is quarterback, I don't know. We get to have a conversation.
I just tweeted this. Kirk Cousins has been in the Redskins building since the spring of 2012. The team told an NFL Network reporter this weekend that they need the next five games to know what to do with him. Regardless of where you come down on Cousins, that's outrageous. He's thrown 1,900 passes. Like, whether you think he's good or not, if you can't evaluate by now, what are we doing here, Harry? McLuhan said, you got to know, you got to be the first one to know. You get the privilege, the benefit of scouting these guys every day, of watching them in practice, of studying the film of your own guys. You've got to make decisions early rather than late. The really good teams make decisions early rather than late. Sometimes you miss. Sometimes you overpay Cousins too soon in 2014, 2015,
or you let a guy go a year too early.
Exactly. You need to be the first on the scene, not the last. How long are you going to wait? Every year, the money goes up. In 2015, you didn't want to pay him. And I mean you, the Redskins, and you, some of you guys listening. You didn't want to pay him 21 because that would look crazy. It would be awesome. It would be so awesome if he would just accept 18. He's not going to. Do you want to pay him 21 or not? No. Well, realize if you don't pay him 21 next year, you're going to have to pay him 25. Fine. If he earns it, I'll pay him 25 a year. So then he earns it. Well, now I'm not going to pay him 25 a year. I'll give him 1 year at 24. Yeah, but the problem is he's going to be worth 28 next year if you don't do it now. No, he's not going to be worth it. He's going to come back down to earth. Okay, so you realize that you could get him right now for $25 million a year if you really want to. Yeah, but I'm not willing to pay him that. I'll offer him 21. Okay, fine. And now 25 has become 30. And if you just keep him next year on a franchise tag, then 30 is going to become 33. It doesn't get better or easier. It just gets harder and the money gets larger. Maybe the Redskins will finally be right, but they haven't been right in the last 5 years.
How do you not know?
On this storyline. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.